The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the wackiest place on earth.
Wacky
Studio. Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Nick. God. Alright, any rate, no, fuck, we're not starting over. The end's coming up. It's an exciting show we've got ahead of you. We've got some just thrashiest thrash from Thunderhead, and we're also gonna be talking to a fucked up clown here in just a few minutes.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hell
Nick's
yeah.
Laugh saved you.
No.
Nick's laugh hit the post. So that made it okay, right?
Yay, Nick's laugh.
You saved and fucked up the day.
You
both,
know what
Nick.
That sound is called on my phone right there? It's called Try Again.
Right. Try again. It's from what game show is that? It's a game show.
Yeah.
Press your luck.
It's a Family Feud.
No. There you go, Nick. You get the ding.
Duh.
Thank you, Riku.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Once again, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Beautiful.
Hope you're enjoying the end of summer here in Reno. It's gotten a lot darker all of a sudden. It's like...
What, Reno?
The last day of summer happened, and all of a sudden it gets dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens every single year, too. It's fucked up.
It seems like it's sooner, but
it's still 80 degrees.
Maybe the days are just shorter. Get off my lawn!
Get off my nuts.
It's been a great end of the summer. Hope you're getting outdoors and enjoying it. Yeah. There's no smoke this year as opposed to many other years in the past.
It's been pretty nice. Yeah.
We're past fire season now, right? So we can set things on fire.
You can have fire anytime you want. Remember when the whole neighborhood almost burned down a couple years ago in December?
Was that this time? Oh, that was totally lit. Yeah.
That was a fluke, man.
Colin Ranch.
It's that fucking dry.
Go ahead,
though.
Light your old tires on fire next to the pile of leaves.
Tire fire.
Sitting there since last September.
The river's so low, you can actually take a tire out to the middle of the river. River and light it on fire.
And it'd be okay.
Yeah. It would still
like they used to in the they used to in the olden days.
Yep.
Yeah,
when I was in high school.
The city dump was just the middle of the river.
Yeah.
I know. And people on the East Coast are like, fuck you, dude. It's flooding over here.
Well, I don't want to not ask you about your weekend, but I do need to talk about my weekend to segue into a little phone call we're going to be making.
Oh, okay.
All right. Fair. We're a little late making this phone call.
That's fine.
This last weekend, ladies and gentlemen, on Friday night, I was lucky enough to go see opening night of Clown Bar.
Ooh.
A play of murder and deceit and the creepy clown crime underbelly at Good Luck Macbeth Theater. We are going to be calling one of the stars of the show, the lovely and talented Kate Atack, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
If I can figure out how to work my phone.
Love Kate.
Kate is super. She is the whiff of a good friend of the show, Joe
whiff.
Atack. Whiff.
Yeah, Joe was,
been on the show multiple times. Weapons of Mass Creation.
Isn't Joe the British one?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she British too?
Royal, or the Tahoe Shakespeare Company.
She's not British, right?
No. He plays the guitar and acts and directs.
Maybe she talks like that because she spends so much time with him. Let's listen.
She might be asleep
right now.
She was delirious earlier today.
Well, she's a fucking clown.
Like your mom.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey, Kate! Are you delirious?
Am I delirious? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
A little bit.
Okay, we were delaying the phone call to hopefully drive that up a little further to make you just a hair crazier before I called. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Welcome to the show, Kate. Yay. It's
well,
good.
Thank you.
As I was just telling everybody, I had the good fortune to see you in the opening of Vaudevillian Entertainment's Halloween presentation at Good Luck Macbeth Theater, Clown Bar. And you were fantastic. The whole show
thank
was fantastic,
you.
But you were definitely a standout with your
thank you.
Wig.
Bright pink wig. Yeah,
yes.
It's hard to miss me. It's hard to miss any of us when we're on stage, actually.
Well, so, except when you're all together.
So, going into the show, do you have a love or fear of clowns?
I have a love of clowns, actually, and okay, all things good, like circus and sideshow related. So this show, when I first read it, was right up our alley, and I was super excited that we were able to bring it to Reno.
That's so. So are you the one that read it and brought it to the board or to the vaudevillian and said we should do this?
Yeah. Actually, it was Joe read it first, and he really liked it, and he was like, maybe, you know, we were looking for a show. He's like, you should read this and see what you think. And so I read it, and we'd been desperately searching for our show this year, and I was like, oh my God, you guys have to read this. And both John and Ashley came back immediately. We were like, yep, that's it. That's our show.
Nice. That'd be John Frederick and Ashley Marie, who's making her directorial debut with this show.
Yes. And, yes, she is.
Pretty well knocking it out of the park. The night I was there, I want to say there were maybe one seat in the house because somebody was peeing for an hour. But how was Saturday night? Are you guys having a sold-out show? How was your weekend?
You know, Saturday was about half full, but you know, they were a mighty crowd. They loved it, and
that's
they
what
were
counts.
Super responsive and just as into it as Friday night's crowd. So yeah, it was good, and they're anticipating hopefully selling out this weekend. I know Saturday night is almost sold out. I'm not sure how many tickets are left for Friday night.
Nice.
So if anybody else that wants to try and go this weekend, I get your tickets pretty soon.
Yeah, this is a show not to be missed. It's fucked up. It's really, you've come out feeling funny.
It is. It's one of those shows where you get to the end of it and you're like, what the hell did I just see? But
yeah,
in a good way. You know, it's so
unless you hate clowns.
Dark and creepy and hilarious. And it's awesome. It's a great show.
And to pardon this pun, but really monster performances from everybody involved in the show. It was really it was really dialed in. All the timing, the jokes, the inflections. And they do a lot of good carnival sideshow vaudeville kind of humor throughout it. Especially
absolutely,
especially in the opening warm up act.
Is there any nudity?
So there was So John R. Wade does this great whole warm up act, like he's doing dirty balloon clowns, and he's a freak and a weirdo, and we love John.
Yeah.
But who did the silent opening act after him? What was her name?
Oh, Marie the Snake Lady.
Oh my goodness,
the Snake Lady.
Yeah. Or were you that? No.
Oh no!
I
I'm talking about the silent clown. At the very opening
of
the
show.
Mime?
Yeah, it was a mime.
Oh,
no.
Right before that, she did this. She just had the chalk sign that said the show's coming and was really, like, it was sad.
Okay, I know. Lindsay Langdale, that's who you're talking about.
Oh, my God. She was that was just a great
dude,
start
she
of the
came
show.
Into Shays and me
yeah,
and Mikey were there.
She's actually our costume designer as well, and she does costumes at
Exit was rad.
Fest, so she's a multi-talented lady.
That bit really just sets the whole mood for the rest of the night. It was so
absolutely
good. It was so good. She's a very sad clown.
She is.
Your heart can't help but break whenever you look at her face.
I was just going to say, do you guys do your own makeup or do you have a makeup artist do it for you?
You know what? We all do our own makeup. We all kind of came up with our own, you know, we were given kind of basic ideas of what they wanted us to look like. And we sat down and we had a makeup night and we just kind of came up with our own creations and we do it ourselves every single night.
Because right. Lindsay made me very sad when I saw her. It's like, you need to go away. You're so sad.
And then Cody Cannon helped you guys learn how to, like, move and tumble like clowns. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, he was our clowning expert. He came in. He did a couple of workshops. We played, you know, clown games and really kind of helped the cast open up and not be afraid to just, you know, look like an idiot on stage because, as he said, you cannot embarrass a clown. It's impossible to embarrass a clown. And so that was our lesson that we had to take away from that.
Oh, wow.
Don't be afraid to try something really extreme. You never know what you're going to discover by doing something like that. And that's how a lot of the best bits in the show were discovered, you know, where the actor's just going up there, trying something insane, and Ash is like, that's brilliant, keep it! And so
that's awesome. Well, and now correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the characters from the show is with you tonight, right?
Oh, you're talking about Hopo?
Yeah, Popo, right? That was the nice clown, right?
So Popo.
Cop? Oh, yeah, she's the least pleasant clown in the clown bar.
Nobody likes Popo.
Would she talk to us?
Are you sure? I can ask her. She might not be very happy about it, but I can bring her on if she's willing.
Dude, if she's a cop, don't worry about
it.
Would it pose you any danger to ask her?
She doesn't know about the weed.
You know, Popo and I kind of have an understanding. I'm used to her crazy shit, but, you know, she kind of leaves me alone. I'll approach her in a really, really calm way. Just hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
All right, yeah. Popo is one of the stars of the show.
Okay, everybody be on their best behavior. There's a star.
Fucking Popo's here.
Right, Popo's Popo.
Uh-huh.
The Popo's
here. Story down. What the hell are you calling me for?
Popo, I caught your act the other night. It was fantastic.
Great. Why are you talking to me right now?
Well, because we've got you live on the Worst Little Podcast. Well, live from the past on the podcast.
Well, I don't know if people like that. That seems like you might get me in a little bit of trouble if there's a lot of people listening right now.
There isn't.
There might be some people listening. There might be. Nobody of any importance. Like 12 people. Most of them are on Elko.
A couple dozen, yeah.
Oh, Elko. I know Elko very well, actually.
Really?
You would.
When do clowns go to Elko?
Not important. Not important. Yeah. Just know that Bobo had me do a job in Elko. I spent some time there. I know the desert lands outside of Elko really well.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know where some holes are, I bet. Because there's lots of holes in the desert.
You know what, Rory? There's a rule in Clown Bar. Do you know what rule 3 is?
There are no rules.
No. Rule 3 is what's my business is my business, and what's your business is your business. Don't get in my business.
This clown is not that
AMB conversation.
Jolly.
You know what, Rhonda? I'm going to tell you this right now. If anything happens to Popo because you called me and put me on the live air,
it'll be fine.
I'll hunt you down and I'll gut you like a fish.
It's not even
Do you
live.
Understand?
Yes.
That would be funny.
Okay, can I talk
now,
to Kate?
I'm going to go take care of some business if you don't mind.
Thank you for being on the show, Popo. Everybody go see Popo and her fantastic.
That's a bad idea.
Popo's a
Rory?
I'm
Popo.
Hi.
Rory.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
How'd it go?
Is she in fact a cop?
Do I need to get out a restraining order?
I don't. You know what?
She wouldn't pay attention to
it. Restraining order is not going to do anything against her. She's after you. She'll find you.
Exactly.
She seems a little upset, but she'll be okay. You know.
Okay.
I'll have her go drink some Jameson, and she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
There you go. Well, you take care of it, and hopefully everybody's going to come out and see you guys next weekend.
Absolutely.
And how long does the show run?
We run every single Friday and Saturday in October. Closing night is on Halloween. We also have two Thursday performances, one on the 15th and one on the 29th.
Yeah, all right. And is there anywhere online, Brown Paper Tickets?
Yep, Brown Paper Tickets. You can search for Clown Bar Reno. It should come right up. GoodLuckMacbeth.org also has all ticket information on their website.
Kick ass.
Sweet. Is this show for children?
If you want them to have terrifying nightmares, maybe.
I would say those that are kids at heart but not in body.
Okay.
So we did have a younger audience member the other night, and I don't know if she was impressed, honestly.
So it's for children if you're bad parents.
She was impressed.
Right. If you're the kind of parent that takes your kid to see
Rocky Horror.
Bad Santa.
Right. Or Evil Dead. If you brought your kid to see Evil Dead last year, you know, maybe. It's your choice.
Yeah.
Mostly the grown-ups.
But I really enjoyed the show. Thank you guys once again. I'm going to have a little write-up for you guys in the post this week. So check it out, and hopefully you guys can use it for good. But it was
awesome.
Really a fantastic. I was delighted. My girlfriend, who doesn't like clowns, was terrified. It was
yes,
super.
She was.
But she sat through the whole thing.
She did. She was a trooper.
All right. Well, thanks again, Kate. Have a great week and have a break legs next
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely.
And go.
Thanks. We'll see you guys later.
Okay, go bang a British guy.
Hit the horn.
What?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's been another Worst Little Podcast interview.
Exclusive.
We're so good at him. That was awesome.
Let's do another one.
Another phone call.
Let's interview the band that's here in the room. Thank you guys for indulging us. We made that very precious and important phone call.
We swear we won't ignore you for that
really
long ever again.
I do suggest you guys go see this show if you're fucked up. You're a fucked up weirdo, Raider.
I'm pretty fucking weird.
Do you like clowns? You have no problem one way or the other?
You don't have a tattoo of Gacy on you or anything?
Gotta say, me and my twin brother, since we were little kids, we watched the movie It. Fucked me up for life, man.
Watch it again as an adult. It's really dumb.
I saw it when I was 3, then I watched it again when I was 18, man. And I gotta tell you what, I own it now and it's all good.
All right.
Good.
But you still hate clowns.
Yeah. Tim Curry made it into our show twice already.
Right?
Nice. This is awesome.
That's not a bad name to make it in.
Now we just have to bring up, like, Clue. And what about you, Lane?
Neutral with clowns.
Neutral with clowns? Yeah. All right. So what goes to, it's, if you don't mind clowns, it's got a lot of really cheap, disturbing laughs. So it's like cheap clown laughs, but they're like really like, you know, not offensive jokes, but like, you know, dead rubber chicken jokes. Yeah.
All right.
That helps.
I thought he was going to cue the little.
Are you talking into your mic?
No, he's not.
Talk into your mic. I give you the most expensive one so you could stay Busted. Away from it. That sucks.
I'm here. Can you
hear me? Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God, you see how much better you sound?
Do you like it in your face?
Welcome to the show, the boys of Thunderhead.
Thunderhead. I had never heard them before tonight. It's terribly exciting.
Just the premiere warm-ups are
ran. This came up before the show, and that led to a very disturbing discussion about diarrhea. But does Thunderhead actually mean when you blow a fart while receiving fellatio?
It could.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Or are you guys more talking about the fury of like clouds and Norse gods?
You're the one who came with the name.
You know what? I think it was a little bit of both, man. that previous inspiration plus current events, you know what I mean? They mash together from time to time and shit happens, man.
Yeah, he came up with the name. I wanted to call it some fucking, what was it, like?
Wicked Savior.
No. Wicked Savior. That was one. And
that
then,
was the one you
Wild Stallion!
I was like, oh, cool. We can be a ritual torture band.
What'd you say?
Wait, what was the band name that didn't make it?
Wicked Savior.
Sad. Why would he save you?
Well, and then there was the other one too. Was Ritual Torture?
Ritual Torture.
That was a little bit better than Wicked Savior, but
which you know,
ritual torture. Some fucking jungle shit.
I like Thunderhead.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Thanks,
brother.
Yeah. It's friendlier. Yeah. In a way,
doesn't sound like a fucking juggalo name.
Depends on the context, but you know.
Yeah, it does. Not after the introduction Roy Dowd just gave us, but
let's just roll with the blowing a fart while you're getting.
Yeah, that's what it is from now on. Rick, can you help us out?
Yeah, I'm so sorry that took so long. Yeah. A fierce climax from face fucking that blows the back of the skull open.
Oh. Whoa!
Wow!
Thunderhead.
I think that's one of those made up by a 12-year-old that doesn't really happen.
Oh wait,
that's
here's the second. Okay, here's the second one. The act in which when a man is receiving oral sex, he pulls his penis out of the person's mouth and cock slaps them repeatedly on the head and continues to ejaculate in their face.
Equally awesome.
I'm not buying any of it.
Oh, here's a better one. Number three is the hard, knotty end of a constipated turd.
That's it right there.
That's where we draw the line.
Let's go with number three. I often go with number three.
Is that pee with blood?
No.
Number three.
Three is just plain
That's
old.
Number four.
Yeah.
Three is a daily struggle.
Pee with blood's a 1.5.
Three makes babies.
I can't find all my spunk. Where's all my spunk? Oh, here's a...
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
There you go.
Oh, here's some...
Spunk!
Spunk.
We haven't had much spunk lately.
I was
going to
say, Rick.
Keep that stoner spunk.
I'd like to congratulate you for making, I think, a full like 20 minutes before diving into the dick jokes.
Right? We didn't talk about dicks for so long this show.
Well, we had a clown on the phone.
Well, we could have talked about clown dicks. No.
We could have. But Popo would have just threatened to cut off all of our dicks.
It might have been funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
We don't want to... We don't want to make her mad, dude.
No.
Spunk!
It's not like a very friendly clown at all.
She can't see you if you stay in the shadows of the big top.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's what we'll be.
All right.
Because you're at the clown bar.
Thunderhead and in the back.
Bam. Yeah, big old knotty end of a turd.
I want a Thunderhead Popo.
What does that mean?
A whole nother level.
How do we make her constipated? Oh, you mean the face.
He wants to blow her brains out with his jism.
Oh, dude, and it would fuck up her makeup getting the semen off her face.
I like jism. That band's awesome.
We have to call that British guy and tell him to, I don't know.
Inappropriate.
That's awful. She's going to listen to this, too.
Can we hear music?
Yeah, let's hear some Thunderhead.
She won't play past her phone calls.
She'll have stopped at this point.
Right. We can say anything.
And Kate, if you are listening past your interview and you hear this, please private message me or public message me the code word sparkly lobster. Sparkly Man. Lobster.
Rory Stone Dash is going to forget this by tomorrow. So.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
What the fuck? Sparkly lobster?
Allegedly, Rick.
Why is
allegedly.
She sending me that? Yeah, you'll
I'm
allegedly
just
forget it
in
with
my
your
old
stoned
age.
Ass. Right. So,
all right, so drummer downstairs.
Yay, music.
Let's do this.
Drummer, you are exiled. So, and while he's gone, well, you guys are going to be sitting here for like at least 30 seconds longer than before he's ready. Give us a little background. How long you guys been playing? What have you been doing with yourselves? How long have you been practicing?
Jerking it. No. I'm sorry.
When was the first time you did a full round robin circle jerk with the members of the band?
Well, that's daily.
But what was the first time? Practice 3, 5, 1?
Okie cookie.
It was before we were a band.
Oh, okay.
Okie cookie. What does that mean?
Don't jump ahead.
Look it up, Rick.
No. Oh, I've seen pictures. I know what that is.
Yeah. What is it?
You would have.
Yeah, I totally know what that is. I've also seen that on Cake
Don't worry
and Pie.
About it.
Right.
Oh, God.
But,
last one has to eat it.
Yeah, we were around. We've been around for about a year and a half. It started as a solo project that I did, and then me and Carlos were talking one day, and he was like, oh, I want to play drums. It sounds cool. And I had like some home recordings and stuff, and then we played in his dad's living room for a while, and then we moved over to the warehouse home, and we've been there for almost a year. And then
right on.
Lane jumped in and played our first live show with us just to be session player, but now he's actually in the band. He's been in the band
He made
since
the commitment.
First show.
Now, did that involve pentagrams and cutting your palms open and
no, it involved
fire?
It involved the U-Haul.
Oh, well,
we, played,
okay,
we did the
yeah.
Scally Cat show, and we fucking drove to downtown Reno and played in the back of a U-Haul.
Right.
It's crazy. We got followed by the cops and everything, and then we
They
drove.
Keep letting you do it, though?
There were so many people, dude. It was great. Like, there was like 250 bikers following us, and I don't know what is one cop going to do to you know,
right.
His head kind of turned. Like I remember one specifically time we like when we were driving up. What is that street? What is it? Second
Sierra Second.
Yeah, whatever. Well, coming up from like Keystone and shit, and we drove by a cop, and we were playing, and I look like to this to the. I think everybody can see what I'm talking about. I look at
point.
The right side of fucking
yeah. There you go.
It's like a U-Haul, and I see a cop, and like his lights went on, and see his head turned, but we were too busy playing. So,
actually, the back of U-Haul is a pretty good spot to play.
Damn,
it was sick. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Mechanic and Mikey.
No,
Brown
I heard
that.
About that.
Yeah,
about
our it. Friends at Burning Man that year.
Yeah,
was it BDI or was it?
It was just me, Shane, and Mike.
Oh, just yeah. oh, okay. You guys yeah. were rapping in the U-Haul at Burning Man when they let you just drive around yeah. back way back.
Yeah,
when.
And we just looked out there. There was just tons of kids on bikes just following us around. It's yeah. pretty. It's really but a pretty. It's pretty good spot. Yeah.
To do it in the city with cops, so way more punk rock.
Way more.
Dude.
Yeah.
Well, it was cool because we drove and then we stopped at another. We stopped at West Street Market and closed the hatch and the thing. It was the big fucking U-Haul van, like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then another band, Hate Recorder. They played in the plaza, that little courtyard right there,
uh-huh.
and then we started again in the alley, and everybody followed us.
Rad, like, dude.
Killer, killer.
Fuck, I wish I was there for that.
Yeah, that sounds like
a sweet
show.
All right, well, let's hear the kind of music you're playing for them.
Do it, do it. That makes me want to go out and make a lot of bad decisions. Carlos, get back up here.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Yeah, man, that's fucking brutal fucking skate punk from metal shit. Yeah.
That's go fast.
Is it just me
music?
Or was a little Motorhead-y?
Yeah, Thunderhead.
It was like
Motorhead,
thrash Missouri. Motorhead.
Yeah.
Well, we took
yeah.
A lot of,
good job, Roy. Right?
We took a lot of influence from Motorhead anyway. Yeah. Motorhead, Venom, fucking...
Your mustache.
Yeah. All yeah. That shit. You know,
fucking awesome.
Satan, sex, and rock and roll, you know?
No, seriously, audience.
What would Lemmy do?
You're fucking... it's not a costume. This dude fucking is this every fucking
no,
day.
No, yeah, yeah. I
the
mean,
tight pants, the bullet belt, yeah. The studs, no shirt,
bandolero,
rat ass tattoos, skinny as fuck, with the spike bracelets, and
just a really nice, cheerful
water,
human being.
I'm nice.
Total nice. Sweetheart. He's but fucking, he's rock and roll as fuck, dude.
I just suck his dick.
And really, right, you're typically, I find you to
Nick.
Be a largely positive human being.
I'm pretty positive.
Yeah,
I totally
you know?
Am.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about these guys over here. He's wearing a TSOL
They're
shirt.
A little quiet.
He likes to fuck the dead.
Well, you know what they say.
So,
I love TSOL. TSOL rules. That's the one reason I was like, that guy's cool, dude.
He's
yeah,
a great
but
guy.
I don't know. But he's probably the hater on life.
He's the thundering bass. Less words.
Yeah,
more
let's
bass.
Get let's
Turn
get to
up.
Know
wow,
him.
Let's go.
Can you?
How
can
long
you
have you been in his thing? Just swing it over
yeah.
to you.
Yeah, twist his thing.
There you go.
Twist
bring
his thing
it on over
tight.
To his mouth.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Should we do an introduction?
Lane, yeah.
An introduction.
Who are you?
I am the bass player of Thunderhead.
Hi, Lane.
How's it going, guys?
How long have you been playing bass?
I've been playing bass for like 3 or 4 years. I played in a band called The Indoors before this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember The Indoors.
And
good.
Violent Ruler.
We were all right. Yeah, we played guitar in Violent Ruler. I've known Raider for years. And
forever.
Yeah, I've been playing with these guys like 6-7 months now.
Kick ass.
Dope, dude.
Sexually.
Awesome. Are y'all Reno folk? Are you emigres
yeah.
or native?
Yeah, transplants.
I'm from Reno.
Are you a native or immigrant?
Carlos?
Born in Santa Cruz County, raised in Salinas, California.
Yeah. How long have you been
California
in Reno?
Boy? This is my third time here altogether, less than 5 years, man. I've been here about 2 years this time around.
How you like
okay.
it?
You know what? I love it, man. The culture, the love for the music and arts, man. I got to admit, man, it really takes any other town
Woo.
I've been at. Like, it blows them out of the water, man.
Fucking
A,
yeah.
man. Fucking A. It's good
that?
To hear.
Yep.
Reno, motherfucker, Reno, as we've been saying.
I gotta say, I love this town to death, man.
Rad.
Lane?
Well, welcome.
I was born at St. Mary's. Been here.
I
was
born at St. Mary's, too.
What room?
Yeah.
So
no,
was
I.
I
don't remember I was born.
My son was born
remember.
At St. Mary's. I was born in California.
You were born yeah. holding each other's dicks.
I wish you were.
You might die holding each other's dicks, though.
That'd be weird.
It'd be a good way to die.
Drop your pants.
It'd be weird if you held some baby's dick and then you were in a band with them later on.
And,
in
and
life.
You,
like,
you cut
those off
and keep it with you.
It's when
like
you
a
were a baby.
Brothers, yeah.
When you were a baby.
Back in the day.
I need a namaste, Rick.
Yeah, somebody. ASAP, anybody.
Dude. Pronto.
Namastizzle, even.
Where's my namaste?
Namastizzle?
Thank you, Riku.
Namaste.
Oh, hey, and remember that time when Rick, he killed the show?
I did. I got a lot going on here, you guys.
Rick, we miss you over here.
Put your pants back on and put it back in your pants, and you won't
stop
have a lot
jerking
going
it
on
to
there.
Thunderhead, dude.
Yeah.
No, don't stop jerking to Thunderhead. Keep jerking.
No, it took all the skin off just in that
well,
one
do
song.
Do it in that room, then.
Keep jerking to Thunderhead. That might be the title of this show.
Keep jerking to Thunderhead.
Keep going. All right. Is that jerkin with an apostrophe or a G?
Jerkin.
Oh, apostrophe, definitely.
It's not gherkin.
Hey, Rory, since me and Chewy are going to probably head out pretty soon, you want to get to the meet early tonight?
Sure, we can just jump
Let's
right
do
to that.
That
and
then
we'll,
at the end of that,
we'll I'll do the touchy-feely band interview stuff after that.
Okay, that sounds right. good.
So, Rory, do you
so
want
to So, we're
going to
put
one.
You through the grinder right now.
So, you want your music?
Right now, yeah.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's your favorite part of the show, where I, the Reverend Rory Dowd, I'm going to ask our contestants, victims, band members, guests is the word, a number of embarrassing and sometimes awkward questions. This is the worst little quiz in the world. Are you ready to play Lane, who looks completely freaked out?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
I do not have to use your last name in any portion of the show, if that makes you feel any better.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that'll work.
All right. We're just going to go ahead. We're going to start off with something easy. Carlos, how many books do you own?
15, 20.
And what was the last book that you read?
I am working on Silence of the Lambs right now.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yep. To this right now, yep. Mm-hmm.
Fucking weirdo. Lane, same questions to you. How many books do you own?
I probably own about 40 books.
That's a lot for a bass player.
Yeah.
Right, seriously, huh? And the last book I read was probably, what was that? Steve, like one of the Gunslinger series, a Stephen King thing.
Excellent choice, excellent choice. Find vintage there. Raider, same question to you. How many books do you own?
A couple cookbooks.
And what was the last thing book that you read? Forum does not count.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, I just bought Anton LaVey's book.
The Satanic
that was
the last Bible?
Book that
oh, my
I,
God.
Bought,
it's actually not
read.
A bad read.
Well, thank God you haven't read it. Good thing you don't read.
I bought it for street cred, so I'm so cool, you know.
Yeah. Right. I bought one just to put it next pocket. To the Bible to see if it burned a hole.
I play metal, and so I bought the Anton LaVey Satanic Bible.
There you go, son. There you go. Way to keep up with the times.
Not a poser.
That was published real recently, right?
Kind of a mediocre book.
Okay, next question. Great, moving along. Raider, bathroom door, open or closed?
Did you say bathroom door?
Bathroom door, open or closed, when you're home alone. Or not home alone, but when you're home with just
your
people.
You're talking to the fucking shirtless guy. It's always open anyway.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Nice triangle.
Lane there.
Bathroom door closed all the time.
Good. Manners.
Fortress of solitude. Carlos.
At home? Open, man.
Open.
Casually.
Let the flies,
back.
The cats, and the kids on in.
You know, keep your back to them unless they pay you, man.
let's see. Carlos, what was the first album you ever bought?
With your own money.
That's a good
not
one.
Not the one you got for Christmas.
Right.
You know what? It was actually at a local show, and it was Uzi Suicide, 14 anarchist anthems to listen to while blowing up the government.
Heck yeah. That's a fucking
That's an excellent answer.
Yeah, you guys
something
better be ready
be
to play.
Any young child's musical library.
Can you pick that up at Recycle?
No, man. That's how that band is long gone, man.
Was it on cassette tape?
It was a CD.
Nice.
I still have it, even though one of my friends broke the CD, but I still have it in the case. Yeah, I kept it, dude.
Lane, same question to you, my friend.
First album I owned was my dad took me to Soundwave CDs, and I got the Blues Brothers soundtrack.
Nice.
Solid.
Good old Soundwave. I love
and
that.
And a follow-up question. See, is this as bad as you thought it was going to be?
Oh, no, this is all right.
Okay,
dude, yeah,
okay.
This is fun.
Raider, same question to you.
I was 11. It was Ramones Leave Home.
Oh, ooh. Big answer for the big man there.
Punk rock points up the ass.
Going to help him get back on the board because he hasn't been doing so well so far. All right, we're going to change things up. Raider, the back door. The back door. Entrance or exit?
Are you talking about having a thunderhead?
Yes.
When you're a knock, knock, knockin', can you come in?
Knocking at your back door, right? Whatever. Yeah. I'll leave to the back door, whatever.
I think you're missing the question.
That's where food comes out.
Where food comes out, son. The back door. Is that an entrance or an exit?
It's an exit.
Exit. Okay.
Okay.
Put me on the spot. You make me feel fucking weird over here.
We made you feel weird.
Lane, have you figured out what the question is at this point?
Yeah. The question is back door, exit or enter? Right.
Exit or entrance? The back door.
Exit only if it's my back door.
There you go. All right. But much more of a revolving door policy if it's somebody else's.
Someone,
kick the door
if
in.
People would leave their back doors open.
Some people like you to enter in the back door.
And yeah. Carlos?
I got to say, man, mine's a center street, you know what I mean? One way only. but every once in a while, I like Virginia Street, you know?
Well, you get the two-way action.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, son. You actually Beautiful. Get full points for not being...
I would like to point out the center
not
street...
Not being a retard.
Goes north, which is up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, depends who's asking, man.
Yeah, I think it's more.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, center street is two
also
ways
the
up
correct
by the college.
Answer.
I like to head up from time to time.
Let's see.
What about east to west?
Trapped on a desert island, Carlos. You're trapped on a desert island, like Gilligan, but much worse. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh my God. That is the most loaded question I've ever... Dude, you know what? I gotta...
But it rhymes!
Rev Rory, dude, that is the most loaded question. I love all three of those people.
You can listen to hundreds of people's answers.
If I had to eat all... I'd just eat all three of them at the same time, dude. Like,
monster!
We'll just go monster.
I'm buffeting it, dude.
And be a lonely fat man.
Full-on cannibal. You gotta go full cannibal.
Yep.
Lane, same question to you. Lover, brother, or mother trapped on a desert island?
I would cannibalize my lover first, probably, before she could get to me.
The other two guys in the band are shaking their head in a, oh my God, take out the, her first kind of way, I think.
You're trapped on a desert island. Get her good. Cook her.
Kill or be killed. And Raider, I know your lovely wife. I'm really excited.
I would devour myself.
Oh, he would offer himself to his...
Start munching
now,
on
my hand.
You're fucking sad.
If you eat yourself, do you disappear entirely or become twice as powerful?
That's a good question.
It's a continuous thing.
Yeah.
You take a bite and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe
I'm like twice me.
All right. I've got just
do you just poop yourself out and disappear?
Just a couple more
you just
questions.
Just become a turd.
Just a more couple more questions, and then we'll get to your turn, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But it's just that one
intriguing. Now, Raider, please be describing for us the circumstances and age of losing your virginity.
Oh, man. God, you're going to get me in trouble here.
Oh, boy.
You know, names, just, you know, like parents' bedroom, a car, the side of a cliff. We've had all of these answers.
Disneyland. 14, 15, 16.
I was 12.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious.
Jesus.
I was 12, and it was in a neighbor's room.
How old was the partner?
14.
What was his name?
Okay. For a second, we were sweating. We were like, oh, my God, this is not an appropriate question.
Jesus.
Uncle Randy?
Oh, that's terrifying.
I don't know. I mean, I usually just call him Grandpa.
Well, don't.
Grandpa.
Your grandpa was only 14?
And now his compatriots are rubbing their temples and bridge of their nose, and like they've heard this story one too many times. Lane, same question to you. Age and circumstances of your deflowering.
All right. It was late. I was a
yesterday.
Senior. Yeah, it was a few days ago. I was a senior in high school. And I
in the bathroom.
With Rick.
And I that's why he's in the
other room. That's why. Okay, you guys.
We are sorry.
This is important.
Lame. Somebody's got to pay for this show, if you know what I'm saying. Ask cash or grass.
Faggot.
Okay.
Let him answer.
And I snuck in through her window. I was in high school. And, got away with it. Drove away. And it was awesome.
That's right. That's a fun drive.
The parents were at home while you did it.
I feel like there's a change.
They were in the house.
You were a sex ninja on your first drive.
I'm sorry, I missed the age on that. How old were you again?
Yeah,
he said senior. So
I was 17 going on. I was almost 18. But
that's
a
perfect
still.
Age to do something stupid like that.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Carlos.
Golden shower action?
No.
Freaking no. Not even.
You junior in high school, dude. It was me and my
home
twin.
Alone?
My twin brother and my girlfriend was there.
Oh, your twin
God.
Brother?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Like, both of wait, but did both of you?
No, he was right outside. Like,
finger cuss.
I just had, like, a fantasy
Eiffel
going
Tower?
On there for a minute. You know, that whole twin thing? No. Damn.
That's kinky, dude.
He's right outside my fucking bedroom door. He heard the whole thing. And he's a tattoo artist now, and he's been illustrating since he was a kid, and he drew a whole illustration of his brain blowing and everything because he heard it going on. That's my first experience.
So I got to get some
Reno
of that.
Tattoo Company, Jorge Pintor.
Well, if that guy can get some, I look just as good as him.
he got his, man. He got his.
Right.
Who won? Who got it first? I was one of
those. I do not think that's been specified.
Dude. Wow, you got to talk.
You don't remember if that was before or after he had lost his?
I don't.
You weren't there when he
I mean,
lost
you know
his.
What?
Like,
dude,
he
he's laid back. He
would
don't care about that shit.
More like.
All right, moving on. One more question, and then we get to Nick's segment. Nick's say, what is your favorite drunk food, Carlos? Favorite drunk
dude.
Food?
Dude.
fucking Philly cheesesteak, dude.
Oh, that's a satiating answer.
Fucking Calnevas and Ceres, both of them awesome, dude.
Ooh.
Philly cheesesteak.
I know what you're talking about.
Lane?
Super burrito.
Ooh, popular answer. Classic. Popular answer in Reno.
Siri chili dog and a Miller Lite.
Say that again?
A Siri chili dog and a Miller Lite.
Is that Siri like the lady on your phone?
Right.
Siri's.
Siri's casino?
I should tell her to say that. It'd be like
Siri chili dog.
Siri chili dog.
Where's Siri? What's that? What is that?
Siri's used to be the Golden Phoenix or the Flamingo downtown.
It's next to where Fitzgerald used to be.
Oh, no shit. They make the best chili dogs?
And they have a whole selection of these adult Slurpees, dude. Fucking 10 different flavors. McCarty 151.
It's the fucking best worst place you can go.
It's pretty
awesome. I have to check it out. I see it all the time. I just
best
never
worst place.
I felt that way about Fitzgerald's.
That's what makes Reno rad, dude. Reno has the best worst places.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Reno is the best worst place.
Nick, and you guys are at one of them.
Nick, I'm going to turn the plane over to you, my co-pilot.
All right. This is called rapid fire, fellas.
Rapid fire.
Thunderhead, rapid fire.
Don't think. Just answer.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to point. Everybody says the answer.
Should be easy for
all right,
all
let's,
of you.
Let's start with milk and cookies. Or whiskey and Coke?
Whiskey and Coke.
No cookies.
Whiskey and Coke.
Nice.
All right.
You're out of the band.
Let's go with cruise to Mexico or
cruise
anal.
Cruise to Mexico.
Or anal.
Anal.
Anal, okay.
Oh, God. Fuck. Cruise to Mexico.
Because you know cruise to Mexico is not going to include anal because of the water.
I'm Thunderhead in that ass, dude.
Cruise to Mexico while having
two anals into Mexico. Bert or Ernie?
What?
Bert or Ernie?
Oh, dude, Bert.
Yeah, Bert, for sure.
Oscar the Grouch.
Nice. Third answer. Very cool. Very cool. Keep scoring them, Roy. Star Wars or the Beatles?
Oh, Star Wars. You ain't got to say fucking Star Wars.
Right. Star Wars or the Beatles?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars is cool.
All right, Elvis or Star Trek?
Elvis.
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 All right.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Fucking Thunderhead and both in the ass, man.
You'll just AIDS. Take both?
He wants both.
AIDS.
Is that really the question?
AIDS or cancer?
Yeah, AIDS or cancer.
Pick one.
God.
For Christmas.
Tuberculosis.
Rapid fire, dude.
Oh, okay, with the third answer again.
Okay. As long as you die from it. I'm
beat up or arrested?
Terminal case.
Beat up or
tuberculosis.
Arrested?
Oh, shit. Both, dude.
Yeah,
beat up.
Yeah, I definitely go beat up.
All right, no pusses in the band for sure.
Oh, yeah, circumcised or not?
Oh,
I'm totally circumcised.
Circumcised.
I'm a fucking white
Hell
guy,
no, man.
And
I'm
he's
Mexican.
A fucking Mexican guy.
So this follows the perfect, exactly what I would have thought before asking.
Tuck it in, Rick.
Thank you.
Rick just likes to confirm his.
I keep a dossier.
Oh, not too rad.
His bigoted assumptions.
Right, exactly.
The old fucking elephant trunk.
Hey, don't hate, appreciate, man.
Oh, dude, it's the best. We're the rest of us are brutally like
mutilated as infants.
That's enough.
All right, Lane, Yngwie or Angus?
Angus, dude.
Oh, this is actually a hard one.
I know. Nope. That's why I said it.
No, it's not.
Dude, rock and roll.
Angus. Sorry.
Angus, dude. Yeah.
He was so disappointed because he wanted to give Yngwie some points.
I did, but I thought about it. Like, I don't know, like. Rising Force is fucking awesome, but
Rapid fire.
Okay. Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Halloween.
That's a
dumb question. Sorry, guys.
That's easy. What about, gay or ginger?
What is it?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'd rather be gay. Whatever.
Gay.
Yeah, gay's cool, man.
Nobody bunch of have red hair.
Faggots.
Oh, Jesus.
Waylon or Willie?
Oh, fucker.
I know.
Dick.
I know.
Nick's good at these.
Waylon.
Ooh, Willie. Nice.
Willie.
Two Waylons.
Willie?
Or Willie?
Willie? You're Willie.
Waylon, Willie.
Who smokes more weed, man? I mean,
Waylon's
dead.
Nah, well, I'd say fucking Willie smokes more weed, but
all right, cool.
Waylon did smoke a lot of weed, but he died.
Two Willies and a Waylon. All right, puke or diarrhea?
Fucking puke.
Oh, total diarrhea.
All right, diarrhea. All right, so we got
diarrhea, dude.
Wow.
Puke is cool because it's easier to aim, dude.
Yeah,
you've never had crazy diarrhea, then.
Fuck all that.
Cheater, cheated, or both?
What is it?
cheater.
I don't know why I'm putting my ear to the fucking mic. Like,
that's all right. He is literally turning. I was going to let him have his pride not mention it, but he's been doing it for like 5 minutes.
Cheater, cheated, or both?
None.
That's the correct fucking answer. Go.
Wow. You
both.
I think
fuck
he's just living in
yar, fellow
two
whore.
Nuns and a both. Wow. One honest guy in the group. All right, let's let's go. Bald or bush?
I like a nice ugly triangle, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
Pussy's pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bald.
What about yourself, then?
Bald or bush?
Oh, I...
Bald.
Never shaved. Never.
Wild. Jungle.
Straight natural.
There.
Yeah, jungle animal, dude. Yeah. Always.
All right, two bushes and a bald. Got it. You're scoring this, Rory. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Mushrooms or LSD?
I can't do mushrooms because I'm allergic to them, and I've never done LSD, so marijuana.
PCP.
Nice.
Mushrooms.
Dude, mushrooms, LSD, and everything else.
At the same time.
Like that Sublime song where he's talking about what he sells.
Hell yeah.
All right. This is your last rapid-fire question. You're on a buddy road trip. And you can either go with Bill Murray or Christopher Walken. Which one do you pick?
Oh, my God. Another loaded one, dude.
That's a pretty fun. You ask me or him?
Me?
Yeah,
let's
everybody.
Let's start with
you. You know, all your sons of bitches.
Oh, shit. I ain't going with Christopher Walken.
Nice.
I would.
That's good. No, fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it, Nick.
Christopher Walken.
All right, two Walkens.
You know what? I would go with the Walken, man. I love the guy, but, you know, Bill Murray smokes more weed, so I'm going to go with
him. Yeah.
All right. All the way. How'd they do, Rory?
Wow. It was actually a pretty fantastic race. It was up and down, somewhere in the lead, somewhere in behind, and then came up to be in the lead and mounted the scores of the other players. I'm looking at you, Lane. You were the mounter.
Oh,
Raider and Carlos were the mounties. You butt-fucked them over with that awesome virginity story. So welcome to the Club of Worth Little Podcast Quiz winners. You win absolutely nothing.
Good job, guys.
Except the pride of knowing you're better than your compatriots.
Your life is more interesting.
Now you're
right and on, you are, now and you because of it, you are definitely better looking than the two of them as well. So we hope you've enjoyed your time here.
I mean, he's got no facial hair.
Walk,
he's got that nice fucking.
He'll walk out of here with like 10 charisma points.
Yep. Feels good.
What do you get when you get 20 charisma points?
Shit.
Laid all the
you
time.
Get a chili dog from Siri.
Get fucked up.
Another loaded question.
All right. So we're going to have another song here real quick. But
Nick's
got to jet out of the studio to
and
go.
And Chewie's my ride, I got to drag him with me.
But
so
you guys
Nick
are rad.
Is going to host the open mic night. It was fantastic.
You,
when now that
it was
you're
nice
listening
meeting
to
you guys.
Nick, Chewie, you guys
and
gonna
please
stay around for
don't
song?
Forget
to
check out
the
open
the
mic
on
next
podcast.
Week
but
with Lo La La.
Yeah,
but before he leaves, Nick.
Oh, I just want to say thanks everybody for listening. And this weekend coming up, Thursday. I think it's next Thursday or something.
Nick, the eloquent statesman.
Oh, my God.
Not to beat around the bush.
I'm playing with the Nevada Backwards.
Fuck
and,
you, Nick.
Right on, yeah.
And
Nevada
small
Backwards,
drawings at
great
Jub
show.
Dubs and
small
come
drawings.
Out and see that. Yeah, it's a really
I love
cool
them.
Show. Just get a little radio advertisement for that one. And thanks for listening. And yeah. Thunderhead rocks,
Thunderhead,
dude.
Thanks for coming in.
I feel bad thank that you. We got to go. But see you later.
We'll see you guys soon.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. A
couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Well, bye, Chewie, and bye, Nick. I'm going to stay here with the guys and thunderhead it for the rest of the show.
They deserve a good blowjob, you
yes,
know?
They do. So what do you have up in store for us now?
I hope it's music.
I really have to stop talking like this. I think I have to punch myself in the nuts. Hang on.
That is not what that sounds like.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hi, I have a really small penis.
It's taking me a time to find my nuts. Here we go.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm better.
Good shot.
I'm better now.
This next song is called Right to Rock. It's on our demo. Thank you, Reverb. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, it's on our demo. It's available on Bandcamp. Thunderheadreno.bandcamp.com.
But
well, while we're waiting, well, will you turn the reverb off really quick or leave it on, whatever. But I do want to plug a couple bands. Total Badass from San Jose. We're bringing them here November 13th. It's going to be at Shays. They're fucking awesome. The song's called Ride to Rock.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Do you want to play a second one real quick?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, do it again. Do it again. You got one more, right?
While Carlos is in place.
Yeah.
Just throw it in right now.
Yeah, so here's your second dose of Thunderhead.
Thunderhead.
Double header, huh? Double header.
Thunderhead!
That's when it's hard stool on both sides.
Whoa. Wow.
Was that Vicky?
That was one of the men.
That was the masculine Hispanic downstairs. all of his machismo.
This one is called Midnight Seducer.
Don't be shy, the blaze of a time tonight. The mother of the sin, you let me at. Midnight's coming, so am I. I've been laid to run the time tonight. Mother of the sin, did you let me in? I'm in the dark, I don't wanna stop. Don't be shy, you're not gonna die tonight. We'll be right back.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
That was
so fucking rad.
I'm glad that there was that like last screaming solo there, because that reminded me. You threw up some article on Facebook a couple weeks back about some longtime studio musician who's played lots of shows and 17 rules, things for bands what they shouldn't do at a show. And every time you play a solo, have something to say. Don't just play scales and you know, go do something glamorous just to make a noise. Make sure you're expressing something. You know, and all of this like bullshit, have a cup of coffee before 4 a.m. And I believe you said, I think we broke 17 of these on our first show.
Yeah, no, definitely did. Well, there are no rules in rock and roll.
It was the most pretentious. You know, I didn't make it. You don't know my name, but I work as a consultant. Kind of fucking article. Yeah. But hey, Carlos, are you coming back up here? Yes. He waits to be asked, like the help. Not everybody laughed. I should get a namaste there, Rick.
Yeah, that was terrible, Rory. You shouldn't say shit.
Carlos would have laughed.
Namaste.
There's Carlos.
You waited to be asked, like the help. No, he just actually averted his eyes and looked at the ground. All right. So, when do we get to see you guys next?
Next summer playing. Sorry, let me adjust this mic.
Yes. When are you next in
We're
Reno?
Playing October 24th at Ground Zero with Man Mind Marathon.
Say that again?
We're playing October 24th at Ground Zero.
With?
Landmine Marathon.
Landmine Marathon.
Vi, Descendant, Dissidents.
Our friends Dissidents, Vi, 324 East Taylor Street. It's a house. It's fucking sick. Underground, fucking get down below the city and fucking hear some fucking crazy grind.
Yeah.
Ground Zero.
All right.
And then after that, we're playing November 13th with Total Badass from San Jose. And then we're playing February 4th. Oh, shit. Is it 4th? February 4th with Enforcer and Cauldron at PB&J's.
Warbringer.
And Warbringer.
Ex Mortis. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Rad. Well, that was actually kind of quite a bit more than I was asking for. That's February.
Sorry.
Shit, dude. It's like not even like you can't play in the next like month. So that's October.
And Enforcer and fucking Cauldron.
Next time you get to see us, if you want to see us, is October 24th at Ground Zero.
Right. Let's just work that. Most of our audience doesn't know what they're doing next week.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
He's a little bit high.
Shh, honey. You're not supposed to out people. If you are in Reno and are going to be out and about this coming weekend, I'm trying to get the information. God damn you, technology, be as fast as my thought. There's a lot of great stuff happening this weekend, including the Offbeat Festival kickoff party Friday at 8 p.m., that's going to be starring Delhi to Dublin, Drinking with Clowns, and the Black Rock City All-Stars, three giant bands who played here in Reno lots and lots of times over the years. That's going to be at where? Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, everybody's favorite home away from home. Also, that same night...
See what Jub's!
Yeah, thank you, sweetie. DJ High Delicious and a bunch of other people are going to be DJing at 1UP. I like Heidi, and we'll just leave it at that. And then if any of you are interested in theater, there are going to be auditions for Laughing Owl Theater, who has been a guest on the show, Dave Richards in the past. Richardson.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
They're doing auditions for Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens classic. They're looking to cast about 50 people. Small family groups is super cool, like, you know, mom, dad, and a kid, mom and a kid, whatever. They need about 50 people. Scrooge has already been cast, so don't get your fucking hopes up. But Tiny Tim and Bob Cratchit are still up for grabs, as are the ghosts.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
What?
Right. Suck a dick off a cliff.
Honey, yeah. I told you not to talk about that in public. And don't forget, the Utility Players have also started their brand new season over at the Sands. Catch out our really great improv friends over there where they do their thing. That's about all I got. Rick, do you got anything?
No, I'm allegedly recording aversion therapy next week, but if the neighbors don't call the cops and if they actually get their shit together. Evan told me that they might not have everything together to do that. So
that would not surprise me.
And I did Idol Smasher this last weekend. I know we didn't really go over the weekends, and that was fucking amazing. And got the neighbors pissed
Nick
off.
Nick asked me a couple weeks ago to like, hey, man, you forgot me to do my weekend thing. I was like, oh, yeah, we just had so much stuff to do. Now I'm making a point of drawing attention to it and then never getting back to it. So that's a little in-joke for all of you on the internet. And I'm sure Nick won't listen to the show, nor will punch me next time he sees it.
Fuck you, Nick.
Yeah. Take that.
Right.
Doing the open mic that I organize and I really need you to be at.
Aww.
Any rate, thank you guys again for being here.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
are
We're very happy
seriously,
to be here.
Like, that's that like, amazing. I wish you guys existed when I was like 13 and I needed to learn how to ride a skateboard and never did. Because that would have made me make bad decisions, like ride a skateboard down a hill and hurt myself. And it might have made me a better man, and maybe I wouldn't have all this student loan debt because I would have done a skilled trade. I don't know. Something. I am the Reverend Rory Dowden for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Jamie, and all of the interns. I'd like to tell you, I love you. Life is short. Thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Sexual gratification by inflicting pain on themselves or by torturing other people.
Dogwater Studios.
They tell youngsters that it sparks, it's thrilling, it provides kicks to be a homosexual, a sadist, and every other kind of deviant.
Put it in the mirror, Daddy.